Yeah, just a few questions before we begin here. Is the ACS on a dedicated network segment or not? Okay. Are there firewalls or other network devices in place to control traffic to and from the security system on site? Are there monitoring tools in place to detect unusual or suspicious activities in relation to how maybe the IDS operates on the network? No. Okay. Well, are physical access controls in place to protect the servers and equipment hosting the security system? Yeah. Okay. Are employees who interact with the PACs, are they trained on security best practices? Like, what's going on here? Welcome to Security Today, brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. Sprinter has a passion for technology, and with the calling card of the cleanest work environments in the low voltage industry, Sprinter IT is a robust leader in the technology sector. They lead in managed services, datacom, and security, so check them out at SprinterIT.com and at SprinterDatacom on Instagram. I'm your host, the most connected uncle in security, Uncle Bear. That's right, Uncle B-A-E-R _ on Instagram and Twitter, and at Security Today Podcast on Instagram. Give me a like, give me a follow, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. I am so glad you've made it back for another week of news and highlights. Did I mention you must follow and subscribe and share and tell your mom? Okay, that's required to listen to this. Now, good thing we're on the same page. It's the middle of January and we've already had a ton of things happen. Firstly, Black Picket Fence, the educational arm of the Security Today podcast, dropped its very first course, one of many, called Professional Access Wiring by Bear, information that will help you climb in your career as a technician. You should not hesitate and treat yourself and grab it at blackpicketfenceonline.com/paw. That's right. Also, we had Benji Bolick on the A Room Where It Happens segment last week. If you haven't listened to that, well, you're missing out 1,000,000%. My plan moving forward for Q1, because this is an amazing corporational business podcast venture, is to comb in the Room Where It Happens in Bid to Bank episodes every single month. That's right, getting that segment to you every single month. More value for you as the listener as you get news and highlights, but you also get interviews that can help grow your mind, have you looking to the future, and grabbing nuggets, or as I say, peaches, from business owners doing exactly what you do. So I will be providing all of that every single month for your listening pleasure, because why? Well, I care about you, I care about the industry, and I care about the education that's out there, because we need more of it. We need more of it with the guys that I've worked with. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. Eaton drops a gigabit network card that's going to be a gig in your bit. I don't know why I said that. The Pac-Man of our industry continues to eat dots. And those dots are our hope that the industry will remain a mosaic of understanding and innovation. So that's depressing. We can't not sprint into 2024 without touching the cyber and physical connection and how time is closing that gap. So just make sure you're on the right side of history. But first, every single time we give the OG News and Highlights broadcast, we give a shout out. That's right, to an Instagram user that is meeting or excelling the being excellent and is getting above the Security Today standard. I'm making this up as I go. Here we go. And this week it goes to at Cascade Tech USA. That's right. CASCADETECHUSA. Cascade Tech is an IT company based out of South Carolina, ran by Kramer Snuggs, a friend of mine. Cascade is a leading provider of comprehensive IT solutions dedicated to addressing the varied challenges that businesses encounter in their digital journey. And they can do that for you. They work nationally, by the way, with a keen understanding of the pivotal role that IT plays in today's business and landscape. Cascade Technologies offers a diverse range of services aimed at enhancing productivity and fostering growth. Now, as a specialist in the field, and I know because I know Kramer, They acknowledge and tackle the common IT challenges that businesses often face, including cybersecurity threats such as malware, phishing, and ransomware attacks. Their commitment extends to minimizing the impact and downtime through robust disaster recovery and business continuity services. Now, I can tell you that they are definitely more IT, but they know security too. And they actually have a project that they do live weather cams for the South Carolina coast. And so they're innovative. They're moving, and they definitely deserved a spot on this episode. It felt like it fit, and they also deserve some recognition. So go follow them and DM them a little computer emoji to let them know who sent you. Let's get into the chit chat.
Okay.
Asa Abloy has so affectionately earned the nickname from me, Uncle Bear, as Pac-Man of our industry. And that is because they are the acquisition king. They eat and they eat. And it was Perseus who said, "Well, we consume our tomorrows." And there was more to that quote, but I didn't write it down. And Asa isn't letting up as they consume more and more, with 300 acquisitions since 1994, 10 in quarter three of 2023 alone. They don't play around. Acquisition is something that Bear is a little bit torn on because, listen, I understand that good products and cutting-edge technology need strong giants to house them, to give them a little bit of food and water, fund them, run them through the research and development multiple times to get them anywhere close to market affordability. And that is needed. And that is also healthy to our industry. So I understand the need for it. And we do need those giants, and we need them to be there. But also there's a problem. And the problem is that when you spin this story out, it always ends with two or three players in charge holding all the cards and then making movements to benefit the company's share price and no longer the industry health. You can change hands over a couple of decades and end up with countless products watered down by cheap plastic, low-grade security controls, unfair manufacturing practices, and it can wither an industry away. Look at real estate. Look at big pharma. The interest isn't the product of the industry anymore or the health of the industry. And now, while Asa isn't ever going to catch Pfizer in a year-over-year growth, it can become a cap or a ceiling to our industry and have the same effect. Now, as a disclaimer, I adore Asa Abloy, actually. As of today, let that stand. I quote many products every single day as a security sales engineer from Asa Abloy. They have amazing products. They are a giant, and they are a good giant. Huh? The BFG. But when the good giant goes bad, it has massive effects on the industry. And I especially feel this when President and CEO Nick DeLee, I don't know if that's how you say it, but I don't care, remarks that, therefore, it's important that we continue to increase prices. And I would say we will continue to increase prices as long as the market follows. And so far, that has been the case. Well, I'll let you do with that quote whatever you want, but that dude is being given a salary and benefits to look out for one thing at the end of the day, my fair friends, and it's not the health of the industry. On to the product highlight. Eaton, the intelligent power management company, launched its gigabit network card, Network M3. The Network M3 card incorporates advanced features for web-based monitoring and alerts. This product offers valuable insights into IT power usage, transforming the approach of IT teams to monitor and control their power system amidst evolving security needs. Now, James Martin, the global connectivity product manager at Eaton, emphasizes, as IT managers embrace enhanced connectivity and expand the utilization of smart devices on their networks, the potential for cyber threats increases. We've developed the Network M3 card to provide heightened protection against cyber attacks while delivering comprehensive power management to enhance overall performance. Eaton underscores the escalating global threat of cybersecurity, which happens to be kind of the theme of this podcast, this episode, particularly with the anticipated growth of connected IoT devices to over 41.6 billion by 2025, highlighting these findings from IBM's 2023 cost of data breach report, which notes that 15% increase in average global cost of a data breach to $4.45 million. Eaton emphasizes the critical need for IT managers to leverage connected infrastructure with the highest levels of cybersecurity protection. As we move forward in the industry, we need to be opening our minds more and more to the cyber side of the story. This is what I'm trying to drive home today. I know that this podcast is centered around physical security, but it is by trend and by bend that I will incorporate more and more cyber into what we're doing because of the pressing importance that we have a base understanding of security as a whole, not just in a facet. Okay, let's get into the meat. That's right. With that, let's get into it. As the landscape of physical security evolves, transitioning from isolated systems to a more inclusive API-driven strategy for integrating products and systems, the significance of cybersecurity becomes integral. Right from the outset, despite a gradual adoption of technologies such as edge analytics, machine learning, and AI in the physical security sector, the industry is now making strides to align itself with the advancements that IT has witnessed over the years. Quote, I have spent my entire life conducting cyber warfare for the NSA, and when I came to this field, I was blown away by how far behind everything is, says Will Knurr. I think that's how you pronounce it. Senior Manager of Information Security and Data Privacy at I-Pro America during the session entitled, quote, How Cybersecurity, Edge Analytics, and AI Have Impacted the Design and Implementation of Physical Security Systems at the GSX Conference back in September. Man, I wish I would have been there, but I couldn't make it. He goes on to say, when I walk around the GSX Expo floor, all I see are devices that are entry points into networks. I see those as pivot points. I see those as things that I can own using my laptop in 2 minutes or less. Now, he's not helping the stereotype of the douchebag cyber guy thinking that he's better than everyone because he clickety-clacks all day. So watch the tone, Will. But he does hammer an excellent point. I think as we progress into the future, it becomes clear that security is living on the network more and more and more and more. And now most guys and gals understand the basics of data cabling because they need their access control panel online or they need a dedicated switch for their cameras to run to. But where the industry isn't getting into the nitty-gritty of how to protect the network from the physical systems, but also how to protect it from the physical systems, okay? So not only are we not diving in to try to discover how can we protect the network with our physical systems, that seems to be a growing conversation in industry leaders, and that is exactly what we need to talk about. But we also need to talk about how to protect the network from our physical security systems, which you do get a lot of talk. You do get a lot of articles on attacks, maybe at the edge of your site, right? Like attacking card readers using, you know, that little flipper thing and those sorts of things. I say that like I'm disguising it. I play with it every day. But, you know, we do get attacks or conversations like that. But talking about internally, the IT department and the physical security department talking about how to protect the network as a whole isn't really as big of a conversation. Now, Knurr continues, I get it. I understand. I know that when companies are designing and making the products, sometimes security isn't at the forefront of their mind. But this product that gets deployed is often what we call mission critical or critical infrastructure as it goes into schools, hospitals, energy systems, those sorts of things. Whatever case it happens to be, and they are so easy to take advantage of. What I would love to see is the embracement of national standards and industry standards and for us to comply with those as an industry. I do want to make note that while responsibility rides on multiple parties, and yes, the manufacturer needs to be addressing network security issues in the creation, like Will is pointing out here, but there is also a responsibility that needs to get recognized for the companies and the technicians who are putting it in. And while you aren't going to have control over the software side of an access control panel or an intercom system, there are ways to segregate the network, create DMZs, and have things live behind firewalls, this sort of thing. There's a greater education that we must be willing to embark in, or we're going to get behind the eight ball moving into the future, as if we already aren't. Because he's right. We are behind from that aspect. Now, one way that we can do that if it's not in our wheelhouse, is just to open the conversation with the IT professional that the site uses. It's a gap that isn't being bridged, and it starts with a handshake and an acknowledgement that we are to work together for the security of the client. Now, from the manufacturer's side of the table, Antoinette King, founder of Credo Cyber Consulting LLC, points out that there's a legacy machine that makes money for the big companies, and until they're really pushed by disruptors like we're seeing now, there isn't going to be true change. Now, as King explains, designing, implementing, and maintaining physical security systems used to be relatively easy, as they were purpose-built systems designed to deliver specific security safeguards while also providing a physical deterrent to criminal activity and forensic evidence for use in investigations in court. She goes on to say, all that continues to change and further evolve with the development and implementation of intelligent networked system solutions driven by advanced AI-powered hardware and software. She explains, thus moving away from the specific purpose-built technology to a network-based sensor and multi-use business enablement technology, we're pushing a lot of the compute power to the edge. We're integrating other solutions that are not security-related. So business intelligence type analysis that's integrated into the security stuff now. Identity and access management doesn't just mean a card presented at a door. But now that same credential potentially could get you into your computer and a single sign-on and things like that. So while the increasing fusion of cyber and physical realms and their seamless integration, the imperative for security integrators to stay well-informed on the subject has never been more pressing, okay? The convergence of cybersecurity and physical security demands a heightened awareness and expertise from security integrators. Staying abreast of these developments is crucial to ensure effective and comprehensive security solutions that align with the evolving landscape of our industry. Another area of integration that we're seeing in cyber and physical integration is AI. I find it intriguing how AI is not only reshaping the landscape of security, but it's also revolutionizing the way that we handle data to enhance operational efficiency and gain business insights. You see, this whole thing is like opening like the lotus flower. It's flowering open, and there's a wealth of data available from social media to location data on our phones, and the potential for AI to unlock its uses is significant. It prompts us to consider the data we're collecting, where we store it, who has access to it. We're having to ask these questions as the integrator, as the security company. We're also having to ask these questions as the manufacturer, putting new technologies out into the security world. And we're also having to ask these questions as the client, that this is what you own liability-wise when it's on your property. Now, looking at the positive side, there's exciting potential in using data lakes, is what they're calling it, to predict risks in advance. So engaging in discussions with clients about integrating data systems from cameras, visitor management systems, access control, and more with publicly available crime data. This integrated approach enables real-time risk calculations for specific buildings or facilities, providing a proactive stance in risk management. So what I'm saying is that while we should be on guard at the data, right? Because data can be quite the liability. We should also be using it in its own network, segregated, VLAN, whatever you want to call it, wherever you want to put it. We should also be using it to enhance the experience of the client, the business, the site, the user experience of using the building, all these things, right? There's so much possibility ahead. And it is going to be our responsibility that we need to be in the know. We need to be informed. We as the security professional, and that means either being able to provide the information or know where to obtain it. So go get it. Go get that information. And don't be the security integrator that is like behind the eight ball, doesn't know what he's putting in. Oh, it's a camera. Yeah, it's on your network, you know? I'm sorry that that guy was from Jersey. That might have been a little offensive. But I'm telling you right now, we have to be at the forefront of education on this. And yes, I'm a little bit biased because of Black Picket Fence. I've been thinking a lot about education lately and how important it is and how it needs to be handled, how it needs to come from many facets, not just from the manufacturers who are putting this technology onto the network when they sell it, right? They're selling it as though it almost some of it doesn't work unless it's network connected. So they should be providing education that isn't just on the hardware or the implementation for the user or the installation of the product. They should be providing education that also goes over best security practices when implementing or installing this device. Also, there should be organizations like ESA and ASIS and these sorts of things. And they do put out education that is focused or centered around the network. But it should also be third party, like Black Picket Fence, or you can get a lot of education from organizations like TechKnowledge Worldwide, where you enter into the Slack group and you're allowed to ask questions. And it's not a Facebook judgy type group, right? Don't go to Facebook. Good God. You can also get it from like Leodessa's access control brief, being in the right circles to get that information. Or Black Picket Fence, you know, ninja plug, okay? That's it for security today. Remember that this podcast is brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. That's at SprinterDataCom on Instagram or SprinterIT.com, which are doing big things, okay? I actually work for them. No need to hide that. And they're doing big things, and they work nationally. So make sure that you are looking into them. DM me at Uncle B-A-E-R underscore on Instagram. Give me your thoughts. Give me your stories. Give me your resources, and I will use them to make money. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I want to talk to you about what you've been going through, about the things you've been putting in. If you feel passionate about topics like this, like we need to be more cognizant of the network and how we're protecting our systems and protecting the network from our systems, and you just want to chit-chat about it, then DM me, okay? Because I love talking about this stuff. And right now, I only talk to this microphone about it. All right. So this podcast is driven by those interactions. Okay. So please do that. And know that I'm hooking you up with resources. So go follow at black.picket.fence on Instagram. Also follow at TechKnowledgeWW. That's TechKnowledgeWW, as they are the community that is changing the technology sector on the ground level. Okay. I'm telling you, I am only involved in things that are absolutely freaking amazing and changing the game. This is one of them because technology is opening up and introducing a new genre of philanthropy as they give technology as a charity. That's incredible. So get in now, reap the crown later, suck us, as I say, and we'll see you next week on Security Today.